My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in far west Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
In the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, we hear Jesus sending his 12 disciples to go out into the surrounding region and to preach the gospel of the kingdom to all who would receive it. And though our Lord has entrusted them with the greatest treasure, he knows that their message is not going to be welcomed by all. "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves," Jesus says, "and these wolves are not all bark, they have quite a bite. They will deliver you up to the councils, they will scourge you in their synagogues, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, and ye shall be hated of all men for my sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved." This warning that he gives to the disciples provides them a necessary reality check as they go out into the world. "Remember the word that I said to you," we find in John 15, "the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you." This was, without any doubt, the experience of the apostles, for all of them, save John, received the martyr's crown. They died for their witness to their Lord. Persecution for the sake of the kingdom, suffering for the name of Christ, was the norm of the early church, just as Jesus said it would be. But in the pluralistic society in which we live, most of us probably know people who change their religion almost as often as they change their socks. But in the days of the Roman Empire, to abandon the gods of the empire was to make yourself an enemy of the state. For all those who followed Christ, whether former Jews or Gentile converts, one's titles, one's family, job, future within the community, and empire were put at risk, even their very life. The Christians would not participate in the national religion. They would not celebrate the feasts of the false gods. They would not offer up a pinch of incense to Caesar. And though they loved their neighbors, the Christians did not order their lives in the same way. They ordered their priorities after the things of the kingdom of God, that eternal kingdom that cannot be shaken. So when St. Paul writes in today's epistle lesson from the fourth Sunday after Trinity, though it might seem a subject foreign to us, it certainly wasn't for those Christians dwelling in the capital of the empire in the middle of the first century. "I reckon," says St. Paul, "that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." This epistle from Romans 8 gives us perspective. It helps us to understand our own lives. He takes in the one hand the sufferings that these Christians are going through for the sake of their faith. They are real and substantial sufferings. But he takes in the other hand the glory of the kingdom of Christ, the glory of being made a partaker in the divine nature, of becoming a joint heir of all things in Christ. And when these two things are compared, the suffering in the present for the sake of Christ against the eternal glory of life in the Trinity, they cannot even be compared. The glory of the kingdom so far outweighs the momentary sufferings of this present age. But what happens when we lose sight of the kingdom? What happens when we begin to judge things not against the eternal weight of glory, but against the way we feel in a particular moment? Most of us are not at this present moment having our lives placed at great risk because we go to church and offer ourselves up to God in the Eucharist. In some parts of the world, this is precisely what is happening, but it hasn't come here just yet. Our faith isn't costing us our careers. It isn't totally dividing our families. But still, how many times are we just a little bit embarrassed to be thought a Christian? How many times have we been ashamed of Christ? We want the glory now. We want the crown without going the way of the cross. We want glory without suffering. This week, the church teaches us to take up the fight against the pursuit of vainglory, to eradicate that attachment to this present age that is passing away, so that we can pursue the eternal glory that is found in Christ. We must not waste our time seeking the glory of this world that fades away, this keeping up with the Joneses, this trying to make a great name for ourselves, this playing of the power games that are so common to us. What is the basis of all these power games? It is the setting ourselves in competition against our neighbor, the trying to one-up the competition, distinguishing ourselves from our fellow man in order that we might judge ourselves better. Vanity of vanity, all this is the pursuit of vainglory that is passing away. So how are we to live? Judge not that ye be not judged, our gospel lesson says, by which Jesus is not saying that we do not make moral judgments about things, but rather that we must be aware of the way and the criteria by which we judge. Saint Cyril of Alexandria helps us to understand what Jesus is saying. While it is people's duty to examine themselves and to order their conduct according to God's will, they leave this alone when they busy themselves with the affairs of others. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not with an eye to find yourself superior to your neighbor, but in truth and mercy. The exhortation is to forgive, for in forgiving we find forgiveness. Give, and it shall be given to you. How different is this than the pursuit of vainglory that finds every reason to belittle our neighbor and exalt ourselves? When we judge each other with a view to proving ourselves the superior, of gaining an ascendancy now, of seeking the glory that belongs to this present age, we prove ourselves unfaithful to Christ. This unfaithfulness comes with a severe cost, because it also clouds our vision and our judgment. The calling of today's gospel is to remove the beam that is in our own eye, to cut off that pride and vanity that clouds our vision, to learn to judge things according to the heavenly kingdom that will never pass away. I exhort you, seek the grace that comes from our Father which is in heaven, that we may learn to see all things according to Christ. Amen.
Holy Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and His apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.